Here's some more research. Why are there more accidents on Mondays than any other day of the week? Let's ask Michelle Polland from Motu, the Economic Public Policy and Research Institute. She joins me now. Hi. Oh, we're still waiting on her. That's all good. Sarah Johnson shortly, looking back on summer's past in New Zealand with some really special audio from the middle of the 20th century at New Zealand campgrounds. And we're also, before 2 o'clock, going to find out why someone would buy a DVD shop in 2020. Are we all set with Michelle? Let's go to Michelle Polland now. Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon.
Same question for you, really. Why did you want to do this research?
I'm really passionate about reducing harm and harm rates. So I was interested in research around that. And this research in particular, I was interested in it because there's a body of research which indicates that there's more injuries on a Monday because people are fraudulently claiming. And I wanted to look into that a bit more, because if it's not fraudulent claims and we're putting our effort into reducing fraudulent claims, that could have an even bigger negative impact on people's health and well-being.
Okay, so to back up a bit, this is a known thing, the fact that there are more accidents reported on Mondays. And overseas, the suggested reason for this is what?
Yeah, so one of the suggested reasons is that people are injuring themselves on the weekend, but they don't want to have to pay for their treatment, so they go into work on the Monday and say it happened at work in order to make a workers' compensation claim.
Okay, and why doesn't that explanation really hold much water in New Zealand?
Yeah, so New Zealand has a bit of an unusual system in that we have an accident compensation system, and you're entitled to the same compensation whether or not the injury happens at work or at home.
Okay, and so you set out to find out why, nonetheless, we still do seem to have more accidents on Mondays than any other day of the week. And what did you find?
Yeah, so for start off, I was interested in whether we do have more injuries on a Monday than other days of the week. And I found that we do. There's about 2% more work injury claims on a Monday than other weekdays. And we looked at a few explanations for this. One of them was looking at whether it's driven by doctors' offices being closed on the weekend and people putting on their form that they had the accident on the day that they saw the doctor. But we found that in hospitals, there are also more strains of strains on a Monday. So hospitals are open during the weekend. So we don't think that's the explanation.
What could be the explanation then?
So we think it's probably got something to do with the weekend and getting back into your weekday patterns, possibly due to fatigue early on in the week, or stress and pressures happening early in the week.
Okay, so a little bit out of practice, a little bit maybe down mood-wise, and that ends up creating more physical accidents.
Yeah, so we often talk about Monday-itis or hump day on a Wednesday when we're over the start of the week and heading down towards the weekend. So it's possible some of that is driving these higher numbers of strains and sprains early in the week.
Apparently supporting that is that you found there were fewer injuries reported on a Friday, a lot fewer.
Yeah, that's right. So it could be that people are a bit less stressed on a Friday. They're looking forward to that weekend coming. Or it's also possible that some people work fewer hours on a Friday.
So what do we do with this information?
Yeah, so I think one of the big things is that this argues for the body of research to focus on alternative explanations for this. So particularly looking into a bit more whether people are feeling under a lot of more pressure early in the week, and therefore what might be able to be done to reduce this risk for those people.
Yeah, hard to imagine what that might be, right? I mean, if you start the week on a Tuesday, you're going to have more accidents on the Tuesday. Quite hard to avoid the fact that when you come back from a bit of a break, you're probably more likely to be sloppy.
Possibly, but we're seeing more moves towards different alternative ways of working with flexible work or four-day weeks. So it's possible that some of those alternative ways of working might have to reduce the risk of harm.
Great. Hey, well done on the research, Michelle, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
Michelle Polland from Motu.